Good evening, welcome everyone.
Shir number 86. Chav Dalet Iyar, Toshin Samaches. Last night was the 38th day of the Omer. This week is Parshas Bamidbar. Last week we read in the Torah, Parshas Bechukosai. We read the Klolos that will, God forbid, happen to Klal Yisrael if we do not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem. But that we enter into our discussion tonight, the second paragraph of Shema, V'hoyim Shemoya. And before we recite this paragraph, we accept upon ourselves the concept, the mitzvah, of reward and punishment, which is one of the main points of this paragraph. Schar v'oynish, that when we fulfill the mitzvahs, we'll be rewarded, and if God forbid one transgresses, he will be punished. Punishment with the point to bring the person back to tshuva. Let's read a few words of this paragraph, the second paragraph of Shema, and then we will ask some questions. V'hoyim Shemaya tishmu mitzvaysai, we see very clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, V'hoyim Shemaya tishmu mitzvaysai, if you will listen, if you will obey my commandments, asher anochi mitzav eschem hayoyim, which I command you to this day, l'ahava es Hashem elokechem, to love Hashem your God, the first commandment we started with in the second paragraph is to love Hashem your God. And to love Hashem with all your heart. So what will be the outcome? We have a mitzvah, we have a mitzvah, we have a commandment. What does God say? If you fulfill my commandment, what will be the response? Hashem says, then I will give rain for your land at its proper time. Be'itoy. Yoyre umalkoish. Yoyre, the early rain in the autumn season. Umalkoish, the late rain from the spring season. Va'asafta de ganecho, and you will harvest your grain. Yisroishecho v'yitzarecho, and your wine and your oil. This is as a result for performing the mitzvahs of Hashem. If we listen to Hashem, we are told here, we'll be rewarded, and the reward will be physical sustenance. Rain, grain, oil, wine, and so on and so forth. V'nesati esev, and I will put grass, v'visodcha, v'levhemtecha, in your fields, for your cattle, v'chalto, you will eat, and the brach is v'sovata, you'll be satiated. Person will eat, and he'll be satisfied. Now, the next part of the paragraph of the Shema, which is in Parshas Ekev, continues with the warning. What's the warning? The warning is that if we, God forbid, fail to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, there are consequences. Hishamru lachem, beware. Pen yiftel levavchem, lest your hearts be swayed. V'sartem, and you turn astray. V'avadetem Elohim acherim. What might happen? A person will go after his heart's desires, after what his eyes see, and we will worship foreign gods. V'avadetem Elohim acherim, and you worship alien gods. V'ishtachavitzem lehem, and you bow down to them. So what's Hashem's response? Hashem says, no, I love you, you're my children. Hashem's response can be understood from the mashal we're about to say. There's a mashal with the boy playing with his friend, having a catch. And his friend throws a ball a little too far over his head, and he has to run to the street. Without looking, he goes to get his ball. And the car is coming, and the car slams on the brakes, honks the horn, and screams out a few words, which we won't repeat. The boy is playing again with his friend, this time. The ball gets past him a second time. Without looking, he runs into the street, and a similar situation happens. A car runs by, slams on the brakes, honks on the horn. Don't you see where you're going? Watch where you're going. You can get yourself killed like that. The boy, oblivious, doesn't pay attention, goes back to his friend, continues the game. A third time, he misses the ball, goes over his head. And this time, the scenario changes, though. This time, The driver slams on the horn, but this time he whips that door open and he runs after that boy. And the boy turns around and sees that someone's chasing him. And he starts running for his life. He wasn't afraid of the car, but now he's afraid of that man. And he forgot about that ball, he forgot about his friend, and he's running. And he's screaming. Because he knows if that man gets him, he's going to get it. And he jumps over one bush, and so does the man. And he's getting closer. There's another fence, he jumps right over the fence, and so does the man. He's much closer now. He runs around the corner, but before he could go to safety, this man grabs him and gives him a good beating. And who's this man? Quite obvious. None other than his father. V'choro af Hashem bochem, and Hashem's fury will blaze among you. V'otzar es Hashemayim, and you close off the heavens. V'lo yamatar, and there will be no rain. V'adom lo yisit nesivulo, and the earth will not yield its produce. And the father is giving his son a good beating. V'avadetem, and you will perish. Mehera, swiftly. Me'al horitz ha'toyva asher anoichi asher Hashem noisin lachem. You will perish quickly from the good land which Hashem gives you. What does Hashem say? V'samtem es devarai eile al levavchem v'al nafshechem. Pay attention to these words which I tell you. Pay attention to these words, to the warning. Pay attention to the commandment to follow v'hoyim shamaya. Tishmu el mitzvoisai, and it will be, if you will listen, you will obey my commandments, you will pay attention, you will concentrate, then this won't happen. And what do? We bind this concept, this mindset, this reminder on our arm, we put it on our head, and we teach this to our children. To speak them, l'daber bom, v'shivtecho v'isacho, v'lechtecho v'adarech, v'shoch v'chof k'mecho, and we write them on our walls, and it should be part of our every second aspect of our lives. This is what this paragraph is telling us. The mitzvahs of Hashem, the commandments of Hashem. Tonight we'll be discussing the mitzvahs of Hashem. The object of tonight is to focus on mitzvah goreres mitzvah, and the fact that a mitzvah is lamaylo min ha-teva. We are lamaylo min ha-teva. We are above nature. Mitzvahs are above nature. We don't work in the realm of what we call nature. There was a bachur in the Panovich Yeshiva. Panovich Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, who never missed a shir. Never missed a shir from the Rosh Yeshiva, from the Magid Yishurim, from those who gave the Rebbeim, the shir in Gemara, and he never missed a vad. I never missed a musa shmuz from the great Mashkiach, V'chatzke Levinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. This bachur was getting married, and he had a dilemma. The next day, his mother was to arrive from America at 7 o'clock. At that same time, at 7 o'clock, the Mashkiach of Chaskel Levinshin, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, was to give his musarvad, his speech on musar, on moral ethics. He approached his Rebbe and he asked him, what should I do? My mother's coming. Mitzvah ki would aim, one of the greatest mitzvahs. But yet, I have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I've never missed and I don't want to miss. and the mashgiach paskind, you go to the airport. And you go and greet your mother. And the next day, he listened to his mashgiach, and he went to go greet his mother. But he felt bad that he's going to be missing his shir. But he didn't go at 7 o'clock, he went at 5 o'clock. He went to be there at 5 o'clock. He figured, maybe for whatever reason, the unheard of situation of an airplane arriving 2 hours early might take place. As he chuckled, because this never happens. 2 hours early. Lo and behold, at 5 o'clock, his mother comes off the plane. And he makes it back for a 7 o'clock shir. He spoke to the pilot. His bacha spoke to the pilot. He asked the pilot what happened. To which the pilot, in his astonishment, responded that he's been flying for 27 years. That same route. And never in his life did he have such a strong wind that carried him and brought him to his destination 2 hours early. He has no way to explain what happened. In 27 years, this never happened to him. When a person has a desire to do a mitzvah, Hashem says, it doesn't matter what happened in the past 27 years. Nature is not in the power of things. I, Hashem, who control nature, I, Hashem, who made nature, I, Hashem, who am nature, you want to go to the shir. But you did the right thing. You came to pick up your mother. You came to do the mitzvah kibud aim. You'll go to the shir also. Rav Desla Zatzal, another mashkiach of the Panavisha Yeshiva, who was the mashkiach before Rav Chatzkel, he tells us in his famous sefer, the Michta Miliyo, she'ein ba'oil mazeh schar achar le'mitzvah milvad mashi gareris mitzvah noisefes. He tells us the concept. Mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah, the schar, the reward of a mitzvah, is the mitzvah. Where does he come from? Where is his basis for this? It's the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Says Ben Azai in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Ben Azai Yoimer Havi Rots Le Mitzvah Kalo Ubareich Min Aveiro. Rots run to a mitzvah kalo, to an easy mitzvah. Ubareich Min Aveiro, and flee, run away from the Aveiro. Why? Shemitzvah gereres mitzvah, because one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, va'aveira gereres aveira, and one aveira will lead a person, God forbid, to do another aveira. And this is what he says, benazai sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah v'schar aveira aveira. The reward for the mitzvah is the mitzvah. And the reward for the aveira is the aveira. Now, immediately we have to realize, as Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, the great Rishon, Rabbeinu Yonah, that Chas V'Shalom to say that the reward of the mitzvah is the actual mitzvah itself. In Olam Haba, there will be that ultimate reward for fulfilling the mitzvahs, the commandments of Hashem. There's no question about it. But what the Mishnah here is telling us, Sheschar Mitzvah Mitzvah, and Rav Des is explaining, is that the reward for the mitzvah is the opportunity to gain the chance to do another mitzvah. That's what a mitzvah brings to a person. We just said the parakeet says that in Shema V'Hayim Shemaya Tishmu, if you will listen to the mitzvah, so what will happen? We said V'Nasati Mitaratzechem, I will give you dew, I'll give you rain. V'Achalta V'Savalta, you will eat, you'll be satiated, you'll have all good. It seems like a contradiction to what we just said. We just said that when you do a mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah here in this world is the opportunity of another mitzvah. But that's not what we just said. We just said that in Shema we daven and we say that when we listen to the commandments of Hashem, we'll get the rain, we'll get the food, the satiation. We have physical reward. Which one is it? To which Rav Dessler brings the famous Rambam Maimonides in Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of repentance in Perek Tes. And the Rambam tells us it's not a contradiction at all. This that the Torah promises us, that if we fulfill the commandments of Hashem, we'll be rewarded with rain, with animals, food for animals, satiation for ourselves, parnasa, sustenance, all good things. That is for one main reason. That is to enable us to fulfill more mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is the ability that Hashem will give the person the chance to do another mitzvah. Mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, and then it will lead to another mitzvah. One mitzvah will bring to another mitzvah. And that's what the Rambam tells us. Hashem will give us the positive influence, the good, to strengthen us, strengthen our hands, la'asoyis ha-Torah, to fulfill the Torah. Kegoin soiva v'sholom v'riboy kesef ezov, such as, for example, soiva will be satiated, peace, sholom, v'riboy kesef ezov, and will have financial wealth. For what purpose? Kidei sheloi nasoy kol yomeinu b'dvorim shaguf tzorech lehem, so that we don't spend our days and nights and days in those things which the body needs to take care of. And the person is spending every single day involved in the physical aspects of his life, when will he go acquire Torah, mitzvahs, olam haba? So Hashem says, mitzvah goreis mitzvah. Do one mitzvah, and it will lead to another mitzvah. And that is the purpose of the good of Hashem. The chesed of Hashem, the kindness, is that Hashem enables us to earn more points, to earn more mileage. I just heard a friend of mine booking tickets. He has these traveling points. You know, you travel one place, another place, you earn credit cards, you earn points.
Miles.
Thank you. We want to earn as many miles as we can down here in this world. How do we earn these miles? We earn these miles by performing the mitzvahs of Hashem. And these miles enable us to perform more mitzvahs, more miles. And Hashem says, I will give you good, I will give you the ability to learn. Because one of the biggest klalos, one of the biggest curses, is when man is in that rat race. And he's making money, and then more money, and then more money, and then more money. And then tomorrow, guess what he's doing? He's making more money, and then more money. And then when he dies, he's not taking his money with him. The question is, we wake up in the morning, and we say, Moida Ani, right away we do a mitzvah. We wash Negavasa, we do another mitzvah. Put on Tzitzis, third mitzvah. Not necessarily in that order. Say Ashiyotzer, Lekai Neshoma, Anantila Sedayim. All these brachas, all these mitzvahs. So they should continue and always bring you mitzvahs. But we don't always find that. We find sometimes that one mitzvah does not always lead it and bring itself to another mitzvah. The Mishnah promises it will. Shemitzvah gerer is mitzvah. Sheschar mitzvah is mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is another mitzvah. So how is it that sometimes when we see people, we ourselves, we might be doing mitzvahs, but that mitzvah does not always lead to another mitzvah? And the answer to that question is because it depends how a person does a mitzvah. It depends on how the person performs his mitzvahs. The Sefer Or Yitzchak, brought down from Halakach Valibov, Rav Avram Shor Shlito, he explains that when a mitzvah is done, bechius, with energy, with vigor, with desire. A mitzvah like this, that mitzvah will bring oneself to another mitzvah. But a mitzvah is just done because mitzvah sanashim elamada, because God commanded one to do a mitzvah. And then that mitzvah has to be fulfilled, so he will fulfill that mitzvah. That mitzvah does not lead it to another mitzvah. This Mishnah that tells us the rule of mitzvah geres mitzvah, one mitzvah will lead to another mitzvah, that's if the mitzvah is done, that first mitzvah is done with a power, with a punch, with energy, with desire to fulfill the commandment of his beloved God. Rabbi Mordechai Katz often traveled. This time he traveled to southern parts of the United States. While he was there as a guest, the Rav of the Shul, Rabbi Gold, asked Rabbi Katz if he'd be kind enough to honor them with a shiur, with a lesson, a lecture about the basics of Chumash and Rashi. To which he had the opportunity with Marbitz Torah, one of the greatest mitzvahs, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the greatest mitzvah. How could he refuse? He gave a shiur on Chumash and Rashi. And at the end of the shiur, Mr. Ira Schwartz, approached Rabbi Katz and thanked him and explained to him how he gained tremendously from the shiur. And with a little hesitation in his voice, he asked him a question. He asked Rabbi Katz a question. He asked him if for the remainder of his stay in this town, he'd be able to learn with him. If Rabbi Katz would be able to spend some time learning with Mr. Schwartz. They didn't have a call system like we had here. So he's a little taken aback that a certain stranger would ask this, but you see, someone wants to learn, how could he say no? So of course he acquiesces. And for the rest of the week, the rest of the remaining stay of Rabbi Katz in this town, every night they spend time learning. A year goes by. Rabbi Katz gets a phone call. Rabbi Katz, this is Ira Schwartz. Do you remember me? Ira, of course. We spent the whole week learning together. Of course. You gave me a lift back to the airport. Thank you very much. Of course I remember you. They had a light conversation. And then Ira's voice dropped a little. And Rabbi Katz asked Ira if everything's okay. To which Ira unfortunately said no. Ira told Rabbi Katz that his children are in the public school. He sees how they're growing up, and the future does not look bright in regards to their Yiddish education, their Jewish identity. It's quite scary, it doesn't look good, and he doesn't know what to do. And he's calling Rabbi Katz to ask him for some advice. He's concerned about the future of his children. Hours go by on the phone between Mr. Schwartz and Rabbi Katz. And Rabbi Katz suggests to Mr. Schwartz, to Ira, to move to New York, to enroll his boys, his children, into yeshivas. And Ira agrees. And he picks up and moves. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Rabbi Gold asks Rabbi Katz to do one mitzvah. Of what? Of giving a shiur. To which he kindles the light of a Jew. And this Jew starts thinking of his future generations, of his children. And he picks up his family and moves to a town and enrolls his children to a yeshiva. Rabbi Katz now and Ira are in the same town. And Rabbi Katz tells Ira that he's going back to his old town. He has to stop by there. So Ira says, oh, I have my old house is still there. Please stay there. Don't spend money in the hotel. It's a nice central location. Rabbi Katz goes back. He takes Ira up on offer. Once again, he goes back to Rabbi Gold Shul. And on the way back to Ira's house, he gets a lift. He gets a lift from a Mr. Goldsmith, Harry Goldsmith. In a nice, expensive car. Harry asked the Rabbi Katz a question. Rabbi, can I ask for some advice? Now, normally, a person asks advice from somebody who knows you well. Ask a complete stranger, you have to know the person. And Rabbi Katz explains this to him. But if I can help you, why not? Harry tells Rabbi Katz a story. Harry tells Rabbi Katz how he's a recent Baal Tshuva. A few years ago he became frum. And he explains how he came to that situation, how he became frum. He said that he was laid off from his job. He couldn't make a living. And he did what many people do in those circles. He went to a local bar and started drinking. And tried to drink away his problems. He got drunk. His problems were still there. And then he said one night, when he was in the bar, he had his whiskey, and two businessmen walk in, and they approach him. Now, he's not sober, but they approach him, and they tell him that their partners are about to make a business deal, and they need a third party to be a broker. They need somebody to who's not involved to help out and help out with the deal. Would you like to help out? They asked Harry. So, even though he wasn't so sober, he's a businessman, right? He said, what do I get out of it? So, to which they responded, 5%. Okay, he signed a few papers, helped them out. Once again, not in a clear frame of mind, he walked home. Puts his hand in his pocket, take out his keys, get in the house. Feels a check, goes in the house, hands the paper, the check to his wife, and she screams. And she looks at it. And he turns around, you okay? What's the matter? He forgot about the check. He didn't know what's going on. And she's speechless. She can't talk. She hands him the check. And he looks at the check, he squints, he takes off his glasses, he looks again, he pinches himself. He looks at the check closer. $700,000. His wife says, where'd you get that from? So he explained what happened. These two men walked in. He said the whole story. And they're looking at it. Could this be their answer to their problems? To solve all the problems? They have no money. Things are just looking very bleak. It's not a dream. They decide they'll deposit the check. Worst comes to worst. Let's see what happens. Takes a day or two. You can imagine their stomachs are uneasy, biting their fingernails for those couple days. They finally call up the bank and the check goes through. $700,000 richer. Rabbi Katz is sitting there, amazed at the story. Harry, what kind of advice would you like? What's the problem? Here's where the question comes in now. Harry says to Rabbi Katz that after this happened, my wife and I sat down after we got this big check and we realized we have to be appreciative. We have to realize to thank Hashem. And how do we thank Hashem? So Harry's wife clearly responded, V'hoyim shemoye tishmo tzvaysai. How do we thank Hashem? How do we show some appreciation? Not that Hashem needs anything. How do we show appreciation? V'hoyim shemoye tishmo tzvaysai. If you will listen, shemoye tishmo, listen very well. Fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. They started going to Raigold's shul. After a few months, they became completely Shomer Shabbos, in appreciation to this unbelievable gift from Hashem. However, $700,000 sometimes goes to a person's head. And Harry said that we bought this fancy car, we bought a fancy house, and I've been trying to make business deals, and ever since then, things have been going downhill. I'm afraid I'm going to lose all the money. I'm afraid I'll be back where I was, and I don't know what to do. This is his question he asks to Rav Katz. What should I do? So Rav Katz tells him a mashal. There was once a person who wanted to do something different. He wanted to sail across the Atlantic solo, all by himself. So he's already in his boat to make the big journey, the big trip. And he sets off a little steam signal. And some people notice it. They come down to the shore. He sees the tension he's getting. Sets off a few more steam signals. It's going up in the air. Some more people come crowding around. And he's enjoying this attention. Decides to continue this. He has a large crowd now, and he's ready to take off and embark on his long journey across the Atlantic. He turns on the engine, and he's out of gas. $4 a gallon, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. He's out of gas, and he was spending all his gas, all his oil, on these smoke signals. He had nothing left. Harry, said Rabbi Katz, you're sending out all these smoke signals on these fancy houses, the fancy cars. God's giving you money. Do the right things with it. Use it for mitzvahs. Like we said from the Rambam over here, Hashem gives us wealth, Hashem gives us opportunities to do more mitzvahs. That's why He gives us these brachas, because one mitzvah shall lead to another mitzvah. As Rabbi Katz explained to Harry. Harry looked, stared out the window, listened to these words from Rabbi Katz, accepted them, and agreed to change his ways. Before Rabbi Katz left the car, he said, Harry, let's keep in touch. To which Harry kept on calling him Erev Shabbos, told him how things were doing, Baruch Hashem, things were fine. He changed his ways. His problem has stopped. The community is doing fine. Mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. One shear. Ira Schwartz picks up his family, moves, sends his children to yeshiva. Those children learn Torah. Mitzvah garis mitzvah, mitzvah garis mitzvah, mitzvah garis mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and to another mitzvah. And what's the reward of a mitzvah? Schar mitzvah is mitzvah. One mitzvah brings to another mitzvah. The opportunity to fulfill another commandment. That he goes back to this town again and helps another Yid, helps another Jew get back on track. Deal with one of the greatest nisyonis, one of the greatest tests of life. The test of parnasa, of tremendous ashiris, tremendous wealth. How to use this wealth properly. But when you use this wealth for tztaka, for strengthening the Torah, for giving to yeshivas, to kailim, to shuls, to schools, to yeshivas, to mikvois, or one spend this money on luxurious cars and homes, that today they're here and tomorrow he's not. And this is the parasha we read last week in Parashat Bechukaisai, with the rebukes, the Teichacha, that Hashem is telling us, if you fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, you will have good. If not, that father will run out of the car and chase down the son and give him that good beating to get him back on track, to do tshuva. And that's what our parasha of Shema is telling us over there, the schar and the oynish, the acceptance of reward and punishment. I command you today, to love Hashem, your God, with all your heart. What does it mean with all your heart? There was once a king who asked an architect to build for him a magnificent palace. To which at the end of the project, the architect told the king, everything is done perfectly to the T. If you go up to the third floor, go down the hall and make a left, there's a little washing station over there. Above the washing station is a slot where you can fit 10 gold coins, exactly 10 coins. Everything I made in that palace for you, the king, is perfect. The king was impressed with his precision. He went, sent a messenger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, puts in 6 coins. It's perfectly going in. 7, 8, 9. He can't fit that 10th one in there. Comes back to the architect, tells him, sorry, you're wrong. I fit in 9, that 10th one couldn't fit. He tells him, impossible. Impossible. Take them out, there must be some dirt in there. Must be some dust. Takes all out the coin, takes out all the coins. He's right, there's a piece of dust. Tries again. 8, 9, 10. Everything fits perfectly. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? With all our heart. B'chol levavchem, says the pasuk, says Hashem. Love me with all your heart. No space for any dirt, for anything else. Everything. Give everything. The architect gave everything. There's not one space missing. Everything was accounted for. To love Hashem with all of our heart. B'chol levavchem. To which the purpose of mitzvahs, the Ramban tells us, the famous Ramban which we've discussed in the past, at the end of Parshas Bo'i. And he tells us, Vavi Zohir b'mitzvah kalo gibach amuro, shekulun chamudois v'chavivis moid. Tells us the Ramban that we should be careful from the Mishnah on Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Be careful, he warns us, when we do a mitzvah kalo, an easy mitzvah kibachamura, with a difficult mitzvah, because all of the mitzvahs are chavivis, are chamudis v'chavivis ma'id, are all beloved to Hashem. There's no picking and choosing. Continues the Ramban, shebechol shah sha'ad adam ma'idde bahen lalaikav. When a person fulfills a mitzvah, what is he saying? What is he doing? He is ma'idde lalaikav. He is showing his creator, he is admitting to his creator that you are the creator. I am the commandee. You are the commander. I am commanded by you and I am fulfilling this mitzvah. He is moide. What? What is he moide? Vekavanos, he continues Ramban, kol ha-mitzvahs. The purpose of all of the commandments. Vekavanos kol ha-mitzvahs. Shenamin be'loikeinu. That we should believe in our God. Elokeinu is what? Elokeinu is that Hashem is takif bal haicholus bal hakoches kulam. Hashem is in charge of every single aspect of this world. Even those times when we say, no, Hashem must have missed that one. He's in charge of that also. I just spoke to somebody, a good friend of mine. And he said that, he made a statement. I said, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'trin b'yosef. Hashem doesn't come, tells us the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, B'trunim b'yoysof, with a complaint, with a test, that his creations cannot pass. This person is having some difficulties, and he said, is it possible that there's an exception to the rule? Eloikov, takif ba'alach ha'ilas, Hashem is in charge of everything.
The kavanas kol ha mitzvos shenamin, that we believe Elokeinu in our God, v'noyde ilov shehu baronu, that He created us. V'hi kavanas hayitzira, and this is the purpose of creation. We walk out of here tonight with the knowledge of why we are created here. This is kavanas hayitzira. To admit to Hashem that You created us, that we are here to serve You. There's no other purpose in creation besides that we admit to Hashem, You created us. What does it mean we admit that You created us? That we realize that You are our God. You are our God, You are our King. That means You command us. If You are our Melech, the King commands His servants. That means we have this obligation to perform the mitzvahs. That's our parasha tonight. Volume Shemaya Tishmol Svaisai. That we will listen to the mitzvah of Hashem. V'ein kel el yoin chavetz b'tachtoy nemelvan sheyedo ha'odom sheveyoyde lo lekova shebara. There's no other desire that Hashem has besides this, that we admit, that we acknowledge to Hashem shebara, that He created us. V'kavonis, and He continues the purpose of elevating our voices and davening in coming to shuls, and the importance of the merit of tefilos harabim is that we should have a place to gather together and all of us admit together, Baroif Am Hajas Melech, with the great masses, the multitudes, we will admit that You Hashem are our Creator. Mekad Hashem Shemaim, sanctify God's name in public. Continues the Ramban. What is the purpose of mitzvahs? Umin hanisim hagdoilim hamufursam adam moide benisim hanistarim. We've mentioned this Ramban in the past, and we'll end with the story which we've mentioned in the past, and remind ourselves of the story. Umin hanisim hagdoilim hamufursam adam moide benisim hanistarim. When a man sees the big open miracles, what happens is he is moide. He comes to admit on those nisim hanistarim that everything is a nis. On those hidden miracles are nisim as well. Shehem yisoy that Torah kula, that they are the foundation of the Torah. Shein lo odom chelak b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Man does not have a portion. He has no chelak. He has no portion in Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. He has no part of the Torah at all if he does not believe in this concept. Ad shenamin b'chol divareinu mekareinu shekulam nisim ein bem teva u'menhaga shel olam bein b'rabim bein b'yachid. There is no such thing as nature. Coincidence. It just happens. There is no such thing. Man has to realize Hashem is in charge of everything. And if not, he has no part of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe brought down from Shemayim, which we are coming to the end of Ashuas. What is the purpose of the mitzvahs? To fulfill the will of God. Continues the Ramban, Ela im yase hamitzvus, yatzli chenu scharoi. We are here in this parasha of Shema Vayim Shemaya to focus on the mitzvah, the commandment to fulfill reward and punishment. Ela im yase hamitzvus, yatzli chenu scharoi. If we perform the mitzvah's commandments, we will be rewarded with schar, reward. The ultimate reward in Olam Haba. But here we're saying the reward as well to perform more mitzvahs. But if we transgress the commandments, Hashem will patch us. The father will run out of the car and chase that son and give him a good patch until he does true and comes back to his father. And this is the purpose of the mitzvahs of Hashem. We mentioned the story in the past, and with this we'll end. With my friend Pinchas, who wanted to get a brand new pair of tefillin. And his parents weren't so pleased with spending some more money on a religious article. He didn't come from the strongest background. Finally got the money, he bought his tefillin, and on the way
to a Shabbos house, to a guest, to become a guest in someone's house for Shabbos, he left his bag on the side of the road. And in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, if one does that, it's called a Chevetz Chashud. Chevetz Chashud, they suspect there's a bomb, God forbid, in that bag. And they have no choice but to blow it up. And they blew up Pinchas' bag with his brand new pair of tefillin inside that bag. Pinchas got a phone call from the police. Come pick up your bag. They found identity. He found out. He called up. Made some inquiries. Nes kara! Nes kara! A miracle happened. The whole bag was blown up, but the tefillin were fine. And I said this story in the past, and my good friend sitting right next to us over here said that he was eating by someone's house, and a lady said, yes, she knows, she read this story in the paper. And I said, yes, I know, because this friend is mine. I know him personally. From the big miracles, man will recognize and be moide that everything is a miracle. Even the small ones. Shem Yisoyed HaTorah Kula. This is the foundation of the Torah. That Hashem is in charge of everything. Shein la'odam chela v'toris moish rabbeinu ashenamin b'chol devareinu m'kareinu shekulam nisim ein v'm tevam minhaga shaloylam bein b'ram bein b'yachid. There's no such thing as it's just coincidence, just things are happening. If we will fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, if we will fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, we'll be successful. If you fulfill the commandments,